Wounded service members are waiting longer than ever for disability evaluations to determine medical disability rating and compensation benefits. A new report from the Government Accountability Office found that injured service members at Madigan Army Medical Center and other installations wait on average over a year to receive an official government disability evaluation. KOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
5 years ago, the Defense Department and the VA made an effort to streamline the process. It hasn't worked. The evaluations are a critical step for injured service members who are preparing to leave the military. Washington Senator Patty Murray is chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Murray grilled VA and DOD leaders about the wait times during a committee hearing Wednesday.
You know, that's unacceptable for someone who's just waiting to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives.
The GAO's report found that last year, active duty troops waited nearly 400 days for evaluations, longer for National Guard and Reserve members. Further, Murray says she's concerned about the evaluation process itself, known as IDIS, which can have the effect of seeming to pit commanders against soldiers.
That kind of adversarial relationship can't be beneficial for either the unit or the service member who's trying to move on with their life. And worse, frankly, I continue to hear about service members who are overdosing on drugs, committing suicide, committing serious crimes. And at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in my home state of Washington, 6 service members have died from suicide, auto accidents, or drugs while they're in the IDES process.
The GAO told Murray it's not fully understood why there's such a delay in processing evaluations. Both the VA and the DOD told the committee they'll continue to work towards a performance goal of 295 days. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.